A new week calls for a new day to get better, and that's exactly what the Falcons did here today, August 17th, even through the rain.
So, you know, it was good. We had a little rain to deal with, which is, you know, always good to practice in. You never know if you're going to have one of those games throughout the year. So it was a solid morning.
I'm Ashley Rose for AtlantaFalcons.com, and a position battle that we're staying close to is that second-string quarterback slot. In the 2014 season, Yates held that second-string spot, but third-string quarterback Sean Renfrey reopened a friendly competition after Friday night's game. On Friday, Yates completed 9 of 15 passes for 105 yards with one interception. Renfrey was efficient in getting the job done, completing 6 of 7 passes for 68 yards. Also led a 16-play, 85-yard drive that scored the game-winning points. And he also ran the clock out at the end of the game to keep the Titans' offense off the field.
Yeah, they both did a nice job, you know, in terms of what we're looking for, making smart decisions. Both those guys executed well. And then to finish the game the way Sean did, he did a great job of just the command that we're looking for from that position.
Since 2012, the defense has yet to record more than 32 sacks in a single season. But with a new coach and a new scheme, the defense continues to improve, dominating against the Titans on Friday night. Tyson Jackson generated a sack, Paul Warlow with a fumble recovery return for a touchdown, and Justin Durant and Robinson Therese had interceptions. Paul Soliai and Vic Beasley executing the pass rush that Quinn wants, a main reason why Beasley was a first-round pick for the Falcons, the two rushing rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota.
I thought, like I said, we got a number one theme of this program is get the ball. We came out and we did that. I thought we played with high energy. Guys finished well. Did we have plays that we wish we could have back? That's in any game you ever play. But I thought for the most part, our relentless effort, that was there. And that's what we got to continue. Like I said, continue to get the ball, play with relentless effort, and it'll fix the critical error that happened in the game.
17 of the 31 points scored on Friday were a direct result from the defense. And today, first-round pick of the 1985 draft, defensive end Bruce Smith was in attendance, speaking with the defense.
Even for me, you know, like I learned a lot. I think when you deal with somebody that has that kind of expertise at something, so we sat down for a half hour, and I listened to him, you know, talk about pass rush. So, you know, like I got better today from being around Bruce. And so, you know, what an honor it is for us to, you know, have him here and help work with our guys just, you know, for a short time. So there's so much respect for him and his game and his approach.
Running back Anton Smith, who went down after scoring a touchdown in Friday's game, was still out today in practice. But Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman, and Brooks Reed all dressed out participating in individual drills.
This is football. Injuries happen. It's just crazy because, like, all of them happening, same leg, same hamstring. I know I got to take care of my body a lot better and spend more extra time in treatment and stuff like that.
Only two more days left of the 2015 Xfinity Falcons training camp tomorrow, Tuesday, August 18th, and Wednesday, August 19th. Doors open at 9 a.m. Practice starts at 10 a.m. Thanks for joining us on this All Access Report. I'm Ashley Rose.